Other Hong Kong universities quickly followed suit and purged their own Tiananmen Square sculptures. International observers mourn the fall of the Pillar of Shame as not only the memory holding of the massacre but also the death knell for academic freedom in Hong Kong. A chilling warning to students that nowhere on the island was safe for thinking unauthorized thoughts. The Chinese Communist Party paid little price for its scorched earth campaign against freedom and autonomy in Hong Kong. The British government complained about China's violations of the 1997 handover agreement, declaring in December that the erosion of liberty in Hong Kong is an affront to freedom and democracy. But few concrete steps were taken against the oppressive Chinese government. Just over a year since the introduction of the National Security Law, the mainland Chinese and Hong Kong authorities have used the law and related institutions against all opposition, free press and civil society in Hong Kong, said British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss when rolling out the latest grim six-month report on the oppression of Hong Kong. Chinese officials offhandedly dismissed the report as a hypocritical effort to create trouble in Hong Kong and contain China. This is the language used by the Chinese Communist Party to deflect every human rights complaint, all the way up to genocide. As long as foreign money keeps flowing through Hong Kong, as long as Beijing still gets the prestige of hosting the Olympics, communist oppression will continue. Words can be ignored, just as memories can be erased and statues can be torn down.